Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Chitan, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, Chitan from the Himalayas again. I was in London a week ago and was appalled at what I saw. It's overrun by migrants. There was crime and social problems everywhere, all while the local white British were too scared or pussified to do anything about it. On the street I saw one middle-aged white woman fighting with her young mixed-race Muslim boyfriend, who kicked her 3 times to the ground. The lady's old father was wanting to fight him, but he brushed him aside like litter, and made horrible sexual threats against this lady's younger sister, who was also present. No one intervened, and in fact everyone acted as though nothing had happened. I did tell the boyfriend to watch it, but I was hushed away by my cousin. He feared I was going to get into a fist fight with this guy. London made me realize how my hometown in northern India is way better in many aspects. For one, there's no sympathy for rioters or thugs, and anyone acting like that boyfriend would have been beaten to a pulp for acting that way in public. England is done. White should leave for Russia. Unquotes. Well, Chitan, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Clearly you didn't go to the countryside, which is 95% plus white. Cities in many Western Commonwealth countries are all like that these days, including most English-speaking countries of the Commonwealth, including Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, which have all seemingly decided that immigration is how they're going to save themselves. I think their plan is to contain the minorities in the West to the major cities. Why do you think we've been recently hearing about the push for 15-minute cities? What other reason could there be except to keep the migrants from being able to leave the city and ruin the countryside? I think the secret whitey rulers are looking for economic cattle to keep the economic growth continuing. Chitan, I'm also disappointed in you. Even with all your red pill knowledge, you were white knighting for that woman being abused. Western men ignoring her are not weak. They're smart for not getting involved because they don't want to potentially lose their lives. In Canada, almost every day somebody dies on public transit from a dispute of some kind, usually with a homeless dude, a minority male, or a thug. People are scared. As for saying that white Westerners should go to a place like Moscow, I totally agree with you. What do you think places like Belgrade in Eastern Europe and Japan are for? Even Japan has recently decided to open up to immigration. But do you really think they'll let in Middle Eastern, Indian, or African people, or will it be smart Americans with a light complexion? I think the countries that are further down the road with regards to immigration will win the game, because they'll be able to attract white affluent Westerners and poach them from their own failing countries one day. Japan also might find itself in what I like to call a cyberpunk anime future. Their cartoon characters oftentimes look half white, half Japanese. I don't really know if that's intentional so they can make money from a Western market, but I'd be doing the same thing as them, holding off immigration as long as possible, and eventually waiting for the white refugees to pour in. There are 3 million expats registered in Japan as of 2019, and now they're allowed to buy property. Even PewDiePie, the largest YouTuber in the world at one point, has moved to Japan to start a family. Countries like Canada and England are weak in that they don't see the immigration game down the line. They think that they're poaching the best people from India to help them grow their economies. But in the end, it'll probably be Russia, Japan, and Serbia, as well as many other countries, that are keeping their countries as homogeneous as possible, as long as possible, that'll be poaching those white refugees one day. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to answering the question, why are Western countries so weak to let men from other countries conquer them through migration, legal or otherwise, clown world show? I chalk it up to greed. The people that have all the assets want to see their assets rising in value faster and faster, and exploit the immigrants that are coming in. Even you fell for that, Chitan, thinking that Indians will conquer Canada one day. A friend of mine works with an Indian woman that just came to Canada 6 or 7 months ago, and she's living in a boarding house with 10 other people, and she has a good job making $70,000 a year, and yet she can't even afford her own one-bedroom apartment because the average one now prices in for $3,000 a month to rent. Toronto is hailed as a world-class city, yet Ontario, where it's located, has the GDP per capita of Alabama, not to mention that it has 2 to 3 times the debt per capita of California. The only reason ordinary houses are now over $1 to $2 million here is because the government is flooding the country with immigrants. I'm probably going to visit Japan as a reconnaissance project in the next few years to see if it's worth living there. Most of it has weather that's comparable to Vancouver, and I might be happy in the picturesque countryside and the temperature is good for my autoimmunity issues. Living in Tokyo, of course, would give me panic attacks from how crowded it is. The West is so desperate to keep the decline away from collapsing birth rates and are trying to starve off economic decline. Japan probably feels the same way, but poaching successful rich refugees made from multicultural madness in London or Toronto is possibly the best way to go at this point. Meanwhile, I saw some traditional houses in Kyoto that are only $200,000 US. Here's one that I found that I like online, and that country is only going to continue to depopulate, and I'm sure that there are plenty of expat communities there right now and will only be growing in the future. Plus, if I go, I'll probably be working on my virtual sex system, which will be a lot more likely to get adopted in Japan than Canada and the United States. As for places like London and Paris, I feel they'll end up looking like Alexandria in Egypt. That modern city was originally built by the French and then taken over by the British, and eventually the Egyptians kicked them out too and got their independence. Today it's full of Egyptians, and they enjoy all the old French architecture. Some cultures don't create, they simply move into a place that's already been built up and beautiful. And since they didn't build it, they end up running it into the ground. Alexandria almost looks as bad as communist Havana in Cuba, when I was there. I think that in the future, at some point, nation-states will start to give way to city-states or smaller nation-states. Especially if Bitcoin means capital will be more mobile, and countries will have to compete for citizens by providing order and safety. Jobs will be mobile unless AI ends up taking them all. I suspect that in the future, countries are going to have to compete for their citizenry. Again, I think we'll see the rise of city-states like Hong Kong or Singapore, especially as Bitcoin means most capital and wealth will be increasingly mobile. I have to beat that into everyone's heads over and over again. Things will end up getting even more complicated as AI does more and more of the work and thinking or creative work for humans. Humans will start to get too lazy to think. So if you think that the West is weak, just imagine what's going to happen when most Westerners can't even think for themselves anymore. It kind of reminds me of that line from Batman where Bane tells Bruce Wayne that victory has defeated you. The question is where you go as a civilization or people after you succeed and create a great, easy life. You become complacent, of course, and stop growing and evolving, and eventually breeding. The West is just feeding off the expansionary energies of Indians right now until they too become fat and complacent through material success. It's the disease of affluence, or what I'd like to call affluenza. What's also kind of crazy is that the immigrants don't respect the WASPs or white Anglo-Saxon Protestants that founded Canada. I also experienced this growing up, as many of the Eastern Europeans that were around me at the time thought that they were better than the Canadian-born Canadians. Meanwhile, they left their own shithole countries to come to Canada and then disrespected Canadians. I recently watched a video that said that people don't go to Moscow and insult the Russians that are living there. The argument was because the Russians are strong and won't stand for it. The same with the Polish. I believe it was a Muslim cleric talking about it, saying that the West gets all the Muslim criminals that the Middle East sends their way because they don't want them in their own prisons. That's one possibility. Or it could just be due to the fact that Eastern European men are less agreeable and willing to fight you if you piss them off. In the end, all populations in the world are going to see their populations crash. I don't really care if you're in Africa or India, at some point the disease of affluenza will strike most nations as technology and standards of life improve. All it's going to take is an annual income of $5,000 and it's going to affect your outlook enough so you stop reproducing. The West weakness virus will also spread to other cultures. Life is meant to be a struggle. You're supposed to push yourself to a breaking point. Recently I spoke to a guy that was kicked out at the age of 16 because he wasn't working or in school. He later told his father that that was the best thing he could have done for him because it motivated him enough to get his life in order. Not having your material needs sufficiently filled as a child or teenager is oftentimes the best fuel to fire your push for success when you get a lot older. You need to be hungry for a better life, and it makes you stronger to want things that you didn't have in your youth as an adult. But so many Western kids are spoiled that it turns them into weak adults. Their lack of hunger for material success makes them weak. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chetan for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Western women are going to get smashed in their snatch by young Eastern men that'll also beat them in the streets. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Western countries that open up to immigration first before figuring out that Japan will soon be taking their best and brightest people away. So enjoy the rest of your day. and cheers.